Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush. Hello. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith. See, I talk about sex, but I also say sex is better when you're healthy. And that is true. Like when we're feeling better about ourselves, and when we're, you know, I'm not saying you have to be thin and, you know, looking like a model. I'm saying that we all have some poundage that we need to lose. And so when we lose that poundage, sex can be much better. So why am I going to be talking about a vibe a day keeps the doctor away? Because I can. And because, you know, I've worked for doctors for over 35 years. And some of the stuff that I'm learning, this is not how we treat patients. We do not talk to patients about exercise and eating. Everything is done by pharma, medications. You're given a medication to fix whatever your issue is. And it's just a philosophy that I kind of have changed my way of thinking around it. I believe that there's more. And that came from watching, basically learning about centurions and learning that we're going to live longer. And if I'm going to live longer, I want to live like good. I want to live healthy. I want to live happy. I don't want to have a bunch of health issues. When I started doing the research, I had a lot of health issues, and I needed to fix that. So started studying, you know, not the apple a day, but vibration therapy is what I started. And I found that a vibe a day can keep the doctor away. And so I went, well, why are we not talking about it? And because it's, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away has been the concept for years, which is no scientific proof about that, by the way. Not one, other than you're having an apple and it adds to your nutritional requirements for the day. That's it. Nothing else other than that. So this 10 minutes is going to go by super quick. It's an informational meeting, only it's a pre-record before I start doing my real lives. But it gives you an idea about how quick, number one, 10 minutes can go. How amazing osculating your muscles based on the program you pick per minute can really be a game changer. And if you haven't done much research, which I've done so much, so that's why you come to me, because I'm going to teach you. Dr. Sarno, Back Pain No More, he basically wrote a book about TMS, tension myositis syndrome. I'm not selling his book. I'm just a promoter. Somebody told me about him. Actually, my life coach told me about him. And I always thought I was very special and very different, and because of my health issues that I have. And so I thought, oh yeah, no, you just don't understand. Oh no, now I understand why she sent me that, told me to go there. Over probably 15 years ago, and I didn't. And I finally went there last summer, and it was a game changer. Because what he said is that 80% of his back pain patients, that when they brought blood flow to that pain area, that their symptoms went away, that trauma. It's the pain and then the trauma, bringing blood flow to that pain area helped relieve the pain, relieve the trauma. It's so opposite of the way our brains think. Our brains think that we need to not do anything because we have pain and we have to protect it. It's actually incorrect. We need to bring blood flow to that area, which will then release that pain and release the tension underneath there, which is where the trauma is being held. Crazy, right? Simple. How do you get blood flow to all parts of the body? That's where I had to go in. I'm like, oh, well, let's see. What do we do? I mean, short of like, to me, I had to look at like the best thing for the, you know, for a short period of time, because no, I'm not going to go running for an hour. No, I'm not going to go running or walking for 2 hours to bring blood flow in. No, I'm gonna figure it out, you know, like a different way. So I just started researching it. And I'm like, I was doing vibration therapy in between my hips. And I started that December of 2022. Awesome. Game changer for all the stuff in between here. So I'm like, well, how else do we get blood flow? So I literally typed in Google how to get blood flow all over the body, and vibration plate therapy came up. I'm like, wow. So I started researching it, and I realized that, holy crap, you could do 10 minutes a day, which equals 1 hour on a treadmill. I don't even do 1 hour. I can lose up to 650 calories per session. Whoa, game check. Nothing I'm doing is doing that. So, see, my balance is super good. My core is amazing. Always keep your knees not locked, okay, when you're vibing. Even doing this is fun. Getting your upper body moving. So I'm just showing you that you can sit. This is a high program. This speed's at 60, so you could just go on the slowest. I'm just showing you. Look at how my body is moving. It's bringing blood flow throughout my whole body. What do you do to get blood flow through your body? Well, once I learned that I needed to teach my mom, because my mom was really sick and she wasn't moving, started this thing. Game changer for her. She's still doing it 6 days a week. She's walking better. She's moving better. Everything's just, it's awesome. And so I couldn't help but start to share this particular journey of mine and so many other people around me that are not only having improved bone density, blood flow, muscles, core strength, loss of weight, feel better, sciatica pain gone, back muscle pain gone. I have one group of guys, people that I'm working with, and because he had gout going on, the blood flow going up through his gout, gone. We're at 10 minutes. I'm going to peace out here. I'm letting you know that a vibe a day will keep the doctor away. It's a game changer. I'm not selling you anything. I found the best place, Walmart, go to Target. Find something that works for you. You don't need anything expensive. Just get the shortest, the cheapest one. Get started. Just start. Because what else are you doing to help with your blood flow throughout your body? If you know, if you're doing something else other than vibration therapy, I want to know about it, because I want to be able to share it out with everyone else. Because if there's other things out there, tell me. I'd love to hear. All right. So we have 1 minute left, and I'm going to just take a minute just to enjoy. And it's super relaxing. Like, people do this before bed, and it actually helps lower their cortisol level. So at 3 o'clock when it rises, it doesn't rise and it doesn't wake them up. It's a game changer. Go check out my full podcast on whole body vibration. I've done several of them. And I guarantee an apple a day does not keep the doctor away, but a vibe a day will keep the doctor away. All right, 27. See how quick that is? Seriously, go out and get one and start getting your blood flow going through your body. Super healthy. What's there to lose? I'm only here to teach you. I'm only here to help you have a better life. Just stick with me. Sex is better when you're healthy.
And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith, signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.